We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Shabbos. We're in the middle of it. Siman Reish Samech. We continue with the words of the Ramah. If im hayu sairos rosho gedolos mitzvah legalchan. If your hairs on your head are long, so then you should get them cut before Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is so that you not enter into Shabbos menuvel, that you not enter into Shabbos disgusting. So if you have some stubble, so you should shave that stubble off before Shabbos, so you look presentable for the Shabbos malka. The Mishnah Berurah also brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid that one is not supposed to get a haircut or cut nails on Rosh Chodesh, even if it falls out on Erev Shabbos. Some hold like this Rabbeinu Yehuda HaChassid, and some do not. Back in the Ramah, Okshenotel Tziparnov Lo Yitol Osan Kesidram, when you cut your nails, you should not cut them in order. V'yascha b'smol, start from the left, b'kmitza, with the pinky, v'yamin b'ezba, and then on the right hand, you start with the forefinger. V'simon laze debehege b'smolo v'daga b'yamin. Siv beiz, k'sheyia samach l'chasheicha, when it gets close to Shabbos, to dark, yishal anche beiso v'lashon raka, you should ask your family in a nice and a quiet voice, isartem, did you take meiser on all fruits and vegetables, a ravdem, did you place the eruve chatzeros to allow us to carry, hifrashtem chala, where you mafresh chala on the chalas that we will be eating tonight, v'yomer lehem hadliku es haner, and you should say, now that it's getting close to Shabbos, light the neros Shabbos. Says Rama, b'makom she'ema aisrin, ein tzorech lomar, isartem, in a place where it is not the custom to take trumas or maisros, because all the fruits and vegetables are not from Eretz Yisrael, so then there is no reason to ask if you had taken maiser. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that the Shulchan Aruch emphasizes the Lashon Raka to do it in a nice quiet voice, is this is the Lashon of the Gemara, so that you do not cause any Eima Yaseira, any extra anger around the house, because especially on Erev Shabbos, this could cause more stress and could cause one to end up being Machal Shabbos out of fear. The Mishnah Berurah also adds, just as the Ramah says, a place where you do not take Maaser, you do not have to ask if Maaser was taken, so too, a place where there is no Eruv Chatzeros, you don't need to ask if Eruv Chatzeros were taken. And the same thing is true by Hafrashas Chala. If it is in a place where they are not being Mafresh Chala, so then there is no reason to ask if you are Mafresh Chala or not. The Mishnah Berurah adds that even in a place where we are being Mafresh Chala, one no longer need ask if Chala was Mufresh or not, was hufresh or not, because in chutz la'aretz, one is permitted to eat from the challah and then only afterwards be mafresh, so therefore there is no reason to ask whether hafreshas challah was done before Shabbos, because you could always just leave over some of the challah and do the hafresha after Shabbos. So therefore, what comes out is that in most places in chutz la'aretz, the only detail that will be true from this sif is telling the woman of the house, hadliku es haner, that it is time to light candles. The Mishnah Berurah adds that one should also tell everyone to stop doing malacha at the time that they tell them that it's time to light candles. Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Zman Hadlakas Haneros HaShabbos, the appropriate time to light candles for Shabbos. Safek HaShecha V'hu Bein HaShmashos, the time of Bein HaShmashos, when it is Safek, whether it is day or night. V'hainu Kidei Shir Hiluch Shloshes Rivei Mil Acher Shkias HaChama, 3/4 of a mil after Shkias HaChama. Assuming that a mil is 18 minutes, it's around 13 minutes. So 13 minutes after Shkia, that time is Bein HaShmashos. Shir mil hu shlish sha'a pachos chelek shloshim. That during that time of Bein HaShmashos, when it is Safek Yom Safek Laila, Ein Ma'asrin es HaVadai, one is no longer allowed to take Maiser on something which is Vadai Tevel. Ve'in Ratbinalan es HaKelim, we cannot perform Tfilas Kelim. The Mishnah Berurah says that really this is referring to being Tovel Kelim from Tuma to Tahara, but it also applies, according to those that say it is Aser, to perform Tfilas Kelim of our Tfilas Kelim, Kelim which are bought from non-Jews. Those that say that you are not allowed to do that on Shabbos would say that you would not allow to do so during Bein HaShmashos as well. Ve'ein Madlikin as Haneros, during Bein HaShmashos it can no longer light candles. Ve'ein Ma'arvin Eruvei Tchumen, and we cannot set up the Eruvei Tchumen either. The reason it is usher to do Hafrasha on Avadai is because it is Mesakin, so it is usher. However, if it is Letzorech Mitzvah, we apply the klal, says the Mishnah Berurah, of Lo Gazru Al Shvus Bein HaShmashos Letzorech Mitzvah, and then it will be Mutar. However, when it comes to Challah, this would not be true because we have the heter that we mentioned earlier of being able to eat the challah and then being mafresh after Shabbos. So therefore, we would not even allow you to be mafresh challah during Bein Hashmashos, even Litzorech Mitzvah. And the same is true, just like Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisros. So too, we would say the same thing when it comes to Tefillas Kelim, that if you have no other kli and you need it for Shabbos, it's Litzorech Mitzvah, so then it would be mutter to do so during Bein Hashmashos. However, lighting the candles, that is going to be Aser, even Litzorech Mitzvah, because while the previous Isurim were all Isurei Durabanan, this one of Hadlakas and Neiros would be an Isur Doraisa, and therefore during Bein Hashmashos would be a Safek Doraisa, and we would still say it is Aser, even Litzorech Mitzvah. The same explains the Mishnah Berurah is true when it comes to Eruvei Tchumen, since the Gemara has a smach for Eruvei Tchumen from the Pasuk, it is like a Doraisa, and therefore it is going to be Aser, Bein Hashmashos, even Lidvar Mitzvah. However, b'diavad, eruvo eruv. We will find out more about the exact timing of Bein Hashmashos in the coming days.